AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Cook County State Attorney Anita Alvarez says no charges will be filed against Chicago Police Officer George Hernandez in the shooting death of 25-year-old Ronald Johnson III in October 2014. Alvarez says a dash cam video of Johnson holding a loaded pistol was given to the FBI in November of last year.
After reviewing the video in the Ronald Johnson case, the FBI informed us that they would not participate in the investigation moving forward.
Civil rights leader, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, says he's not satisfied with what he sees as Alvarez's delay in releasing the video.
14 months later. Secondly, it has no audio. Thirdly, the young man, Ron Johnson, was shot in the back, which seems to be unnecessary. She's trying to justify it legally.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced earlier today the start of a federal investigation of the Chicago Police Department. Thousands of San Bernardino County employees are back at work today, 5 days after a county restaurant inspector and his wife opened fire on a gathering of his co-workers, killing 14, wounding 21 others. County Health Department Director Trudy Raimundo called on the people in the area to
mourn with us, to come together and mourn with us the loss of our colleagues, of our friends, of our families and our loved ones.
Last night, President Obama labeled Tashfeen Malik and Syed Farouk's attack on his co-workers a terror attack. The Obama administration will announce a new terror alert system in the coming days. That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson. He says the new system will be better inform the public about threats to the United States, but he did not provide specific details. On Wall Street, with about an hour before the close, the Dow is down 173. This is AP Radio News. On this 74th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, all of President Franklin Roosevelt's recorded speeches have been made available online. Here's our Warren Levinson.
This one you've probably already heard.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
But now the full collection of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's speeches is available online. The FDR Library and Museum announced more than 46,000 pages of drafts, transcripts, and reading copies of his addresses can be found on the web. Audio, too. The FDR Library, 100 miles north of New York City, says the speeches are among its most requested items. Warren Levinson, New York.
Venezuela's opposition wins control of the National Assembly in an election landslide, the results stunning the ruling Socialist Party, reversing the balance of power 17 years after the late Hugo Chavez kicked off that revolution. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.